Mark Haskins, you're a TNA wrestling superstar. If anyone doesn't really know kind of what that is, just explain briefly what TNA is and what it's all about.
Well, TNA, the initials TNA stand for Total Nonstop Action, and that's exactly what you get every time you watch a show, you know, whether that be a live event, a pay-per-view, or a TV show. It's complete action. From start to finish, it's just action, 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 and there's a lot of it. So being an Impact Wrestling superstar, it says it itself. You're going to be a guy that, you know, constantly goes and is on a different level to those that are out there at the moment.
The first thing we noticed from speaking to you, you're not American. And that's kind of a bit weird sometimes when we've been speaking to wrestlers and stuff. It's, I don't want to say unique, but there are not that many British guys that kind of make their mark overseas.
There seems to be more in recent years, and it's good to see that because a lot of them are guys that I even know or I'm friends with. And it's cool to see guys who are like a Doug Williams, who are like exceptionally talented in the ring. And it's really good to see them go abroad and be able to make it somewhere like America.
I guess there must be that kind of like, and going, this maybe goes back to, you know, the perceptions of British wrestlers perhaps in the 70s, 80s or whatever. I guess when, you know, you're working overseas and other guys see, right, this is a British wrestler coming to me, I guess there's that sort of inbuilt kind of thing, thinking, hang on, this guy knows what he's doing.
I suppose so, yeah. And also what you have to remember is that in Britain there's a very different style. You know, there's more of that whole catch-as-catch-can as it has been deemed over the years. It's slightly different. It's more mat-based. It's more technical. So when you see a British wrestler go abroad, you're going to see them add different, I guess, qualities to the ring and show them people different styles and different things that they might not necessarily see from an American.
But with that said, I mean, your style incorporates stuff from the Japanese style, the Mexican style. I mean, how would you categorize your particular way of doing things?
I don't really know how to explain it. I just know that from the moment that I decided I wanted to be a professional wrestler, I wanted to be as well-rounded as possible. I wanted to be not just a guy that performs one style. I wanted to perform every style, and I wanted to perform every style to the best of my ability. That's why that I've been places such as Britain and Europe, and then ventured out to Japan, and now I'm going to America, because I want to take all of these styles and combine them into one so I can be the most well-rounded performer that I possibly can be.
You said you've been to Japan. I've been to Japan before. It's certainly not the most kind of, I don't know, logical place.
It's very different. I mean, the language barrier is substantial. I really had no idea what it was, you know, how I could speak to people. I mean, just general members of the public and ask them directions and that kind of thing. And I suppose with the guys that I made friends with in the locker room, they taught me the kind of Japanese that I probably shouldn't be saying to that many people.
TNA is, it's really quite big here in this country, almost to the extent where TNA, in some respects, is bigger here than it actually is in its home base in America, in terms of stuff like, you know, the big crowds it attracts here and stuff like that. What's it like performing in front of 10,000 people in Wembley Arena or something?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, it was the strangest feeling ever. In January, or maybe, no, sorry, it was March. I'm getting a bit confused here. I've had a few knocks to the head over the years. And in March of, I believe it was 2010, I was in Tokyo in front of 10,000 people on pay-per-view. And I looked around, I thought, you know, it would be so strange to have this in my home country. 1 year on, I was there at Wembley, 10,000 people, home country in London. And I'm just looking around and thinking to myself, like, wow, this is crazy. A year on from that, they bring back an even bigger crowd when they bring in TV with TNA, Impact Wrestling, and some of the top names ever. And it was the craziest feeling going out there, knowing that I had friends, family, my girlfriend was there, people that I used to know at school were there. There were all these people there, and then plus another 10,000 on top of that. It was surreal.
And looking ahead to the next time that TNA come to this country, the kind of ante's being upped again sort of thing, what's going to be happening the next time TNA's here?
I have no idea, but I'm as excited as anything. Because, like I said to you a few moments ago, every single time TNA come back to England, they do something which makes the next tour even better than the last one. And the last tour, whichever tour it was, has always been amazing. So the last tour, in my opinion, of this year, of 2012, was very different. It was very exciting to be a part of, and it was enjoyable. And I have no idea how they're going to be able to top this, but somehow they are.
I think the way they're going to try it is with the steel cage.
Yeah, the Road to Lockdown, I believe, as it's being deemed, that tour. I mean, it's going to be an interesting thing, you know. Not everybody has seen a steel cage match live before, especially in England, and the chance that people are going to get to come down and see this steel cage structure being built around inside a TNA Impact zone, I suppose you could deem it. It's going to be interesting because you're going to see some of the top talents in the world battle it out inside a steel cage, and potentially on every single different show it's going to be a different steel cage match, so you never know what you're quite going to get.
Here's a bit of a left field one. We're not that far away now from the Olympics. Is there a way that you could think that you could perhaps incorporate pro wrestling or something like that into an Olympic sport?
Maybe. I'm not sure how, though. I would love to meet somebody that would be able to tell me a potential way. I mean, do you have any ideas?
Well, there's certainly the amateur freestyle, the Greco-Roman style, and the stuff that's incorporated in that, and also in judo and taekwondo. I guess maybe what we're perhaps looking at is something kind of mixing all those martial arts together.
Maybe, or you could even have a baby oil grease down contest or something, maybe even a promo contest, I don't know, something like that, which would obviously acquire different talents, but it would be interesting to see.
And on that bombshell, anything to, if we want to get more info on TNA or Mark Haskins, is there like a website or something we can go to?
Oh sure, for TNA check out impactwrestling.com, to check out me it's markhaskins.co.uk or shophaskins.com.
Bobby Roode, the champ, is here in London.
How you doing?
Why are you here in London? In terms of just sort of telling people who don't know much about maybe TNA or wrestling, what are you actually doing here?
I'm over here on a promotional tour. Today, our tickets go on sale for next year's UK tour. We've been coming over here for the last 4 years, I believe, to the UK and performing. And this year, we had our very first, back in January, television taping, international television taping that took place at Wembley that went extremely well. So we're very excited to come back again in 2013. And we're going to be doing another couple impact tapings at Wembley that we're very excited about. And we're going to be bringing a cage match over here. Every year in April, we have our pay-per-view is called Lockdown, where every single match is put inside a cage. So we're going to give a little preview to the UK fans, and like I said, every night in every town there's going to be one cage match to kind of preview what they can see in April.
I suppose this is one of the exciting things about TNA in Britain, isn't it? I mean, I remember going to the first TNA show here, and it was a really good show, but it was only in front of about 1,500 people. Every time you've kind of come back, there's been something more, it's been something bigger, it's been something extra.
Yeah, we try to give something extra every year to the fans over here. You know, we get over here once a year. And every time we come over here, it seems to be getting bigger and better. And we always want to give back to the UK fans. So, you know, last year we brought over Hulk Hogan and Sting. This year we want to try to top that. And again, doing the television taping is huge for us and for the UK fans to be able to come and join us on that. And to give the cage match, you know, something different for the people to see.
The TNA sort of product is a little bit unusual in terms of North American based, but actually the biggest crowds and things it gets here in Britain, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think the UK fans are very passionate about TNA wrestling, Impact Wrestling, and you know, it's unfortunate that we only get to come over here once a year, but in a way it's kind of nice because it makes it special for not only the fans, but it makes it special for the guys and girls that get to come over here and perform. I know myself, I always look forward to coming over here and performing. I've been fortunate enough to be on every UK tour, and of course this past year being the World Heavyweight Champion, being in the main event and defending my title every night was something very special, and I hope to be able to do that again next year.
There's a number of British wrestlers actually within TNA, isn't it? I mean, you as a Canadian, a North American, how do you view the kind of the British performers, the British stars? I mean, is there something that sets them apart from guys from other parts of the world?
It does. I mean, and that's kind of, it's nice to see because you don't want everybody to be the same, because if everybody was the same, it would just be boring, you know, and fans would tune out, I think. So, you know, different styles and different personalities are always great to have on your roster and on your television show. And like you said, we do have a number of guys from the UK. Doug Williams is with us. You know, Magnus, of course, is a very popular wrestler with us as well. So Mark Haskins has joined us a couple other times, especially on the UK tour this past year. So, you know, different styles and different personalities are always good to have on your wrestling show.
You've been with TNA not quite since day one, but not, you know, quite early in the kind of promotion's history. What's it been like seeing it sort of grow from, you know, smaller arenas to getting into places like Wembley Arena?
It's obviously it's great. You know, like you said, I joined the company in 2004. We reopened in 2002. But yeah, I mean, I was there in the early days where we were doing weekly pay-per-views and, you know, not really not knowing if we were going to be around for very long. And you know, here we are, you know, 10 years later. You know, we're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary next month at Slammiversary. And, you know, just the company has grown so much, and I've been lucky to be a part of it, and a pretty big part of it at that, you know, getting our TV deal with Spike TV in North America, and of course Challenge here, has been great. You know, being in so many different countries around the world, and being able to tour the countries and different countries, and performing in front of different fans all over the world, and you know, now obviously doing an international TV taping again last year, or this year, and again this coming year, is very exciting, and it just shows how much you know, how great this company is, growing so fast, seemingly overnight, you know, and having the talent that we have now. Looking back on the talent that we had when we first broke in, to the guys that we have now, the Kurt Angles, the Hulk Hogan's, the Jeff Hardy's, the Sting's, the guys like that have really helped this company grow.
Like you said, there's a real mix, isn't there, of some of the legends of the sport, the well-established guys, but also a lot of up-and-comers, hungry talent sort of thing. With all that in mind, what do you need to do to really go and challenge WWE for that kind of number one spot?
I mean, it's one of those things where you have to get get the fans interested in what you do. We got to get our name out there. We got to get our product out there. You know, WWE is just a brand. It's a huge brand. It's been around for a long time, and people recognize that company with professional wrestling. And I think the more that we put our name out there, the more we travel around, the more that we advertise, I think people are going to tune into our show and hopefully see what kind of product we have, because I honestly believe that our talent can blow anybody's talent anywhere in the world away. You know, we have such a great mix of you know, guys like, you know, Hulk Hogan and Sting, the guys that have been around for a long time, that their names can kind of carry that weight. But then you have guys like myself and James Storm and Austin Aries and you know, the Robbie E's and guys like that who are the stars of the future, and you know, are really getting into our realm now. And I think it's such a good mix, and I think that we had put on such a, you know, we're so talented, and you can see it in the TV shows that we do, as well as our live events. Our live events are unbelievable. So I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, we start to grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
And one last one. We're here in London. The Olympics are a couple of months away. We have to ask everybody about the Olympics. As a Canadian, what are you looking forward to from the Olympics?
I'm a Canadian, so I'm a big Winter Olympic guy. You know, that's hockey's my sport. But as far as the summer, I love track and field. You know, I love watching the track and field. The running and all that kind of stuff, you know, the swimming, the diving is actually pretty cool too. So, I mean, hopefully, I'm just hoping that my schedule allows me to catch some of it.
Tickets are on sale then for the tour. How do we get hold of these tickets? Is there a website we can go to?
I believe you can go to our website, and they actually go on sale today. So, yeah, we start out in Dublin on the 21st, and then, of course, we ended here in London at Wembley Arena for the TV tapings. But tickets do go on sale today, and they're going to sell out, I'm sure, I hope.